USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. Esper says that recent actions have been part of Iran's bad behavior over the past 40 years. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq. He joins Fox News and shares what the Iranian influence is like in Iraq.
Well, I served mostly in the western part of Al-Anbar, where there wasn't as much Iranian influence, but certainly you talk to any of my army brethren or anyone that's deployed around Baghdad or other parts of the country, the Iranians were responsible for enormous amounts of destruction. They have American blood on their hands.
All three major stock indexes finished the first day of trading in 2020 with more record-setting highs. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 330 points to finish at 28,869. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Democratic field for the presidency is getting smaller again, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Obama administration Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing in a video that he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race, stood up for the most vulnerable people, and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the field. He struggled, though, to make a dent in fundraising and to make a dent in the polls. He usually was around 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Fewer Americans are filing for unemployment claims. The Labor Department reports on Thursday 222,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 2,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As more and more Californians move elsewhere amid high taxes, rising costs of living, and housing costs, the Golden State is on track to lose a seat in Congress for the first time in history. According to U.S. Census Bureau population estimates, around 200,000 people moved out of California between 2018 and 2019, a bulk of them heading to states like Arizona, Texas, and Colorado. Tom Del Beccario is the former chairman of the California Republican Party. He tells Fox News that Republicans are sick and tired of California.
The Republicans are leaving this state because, frankly, they're tired of the politics of it all. It used to be they went from L.A. to Riverside. Now they keep going to Arizona and to Texas. A lot of my Republican friends have left.
Severe flooding in Indonesia's capital has brought tragedy with the new year. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
New Year's Eve celebrations turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia, as torrential rains and overflowing rivers triggered flooding in the capital and surrounding areas, killing 9 people and displacing thousands. At least 90 neighborhoods were submerged by floodwaters. The governor said nearly 15 inches of rain fell. More than 120,000 rescue workers have been deployed to assist residents in evacuations. Jakarta, Indonesia's largest city, is sinking and will experience more flooding as the years go by.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.